there's a lot of tight games as well. You know, I know Bury have won, I think, the last three home games, 2-1 and scored late on. You know, they've been turning them one-pointers into three-pointers. And that's what we need to try to do. But certainly is. There is a lot of... Every time we sat there after a game, nearly 50% is a draws, and that shows you how tight this league is. You know, a couple of wins and you're right up there, a couple of, you know, defeats, then you're out of it. But there's nothing in it. And there's a lot of sides, and I said, you know, before the ball was kicked, there'll be at least 12 to 16 sides thinks they can get in the top six. And I'm sure they're the same that now. And there'll be a lot of teams thinking they can be top two. But I think top six is a genuine aim for a lot of clubs in this division.
How pleased have you been with your side defensively? I mean, a few changes as well with injuries. And they've just continued where they left off from last season, even with a change of manager as well.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, at the moment, can't praise them high enough, you know, the defensive, and it's not that we're sitting in and get camped in. I think Doyle in goal, he's probably had one save a game, but in certain games, Millwall save, he pulled off an outstanding save, as he did against Bristol Rovers. He's only been called upon once in 90 minutes, but even when he's called upon, he's done it for us. Saturday, I think he's had a shot in the first 20 seconds. That's the only bit of involvement he's had, so it shows you how well the lads are doing in front of him. Dabbs has come in and took over from Macca and he's done terrific. Meredith gets better and better each week. Everyone knows Romain's slotted in there. But I think Knight Percival goes under the radar. I think he's been outstanding, consistently outstanding. After a slow start, a couple of pre-season games, he's really come to the fore. So delighted with that. Then I look at, you know, on Wednesday, if none of them get game time tomorrow, we've got likes of Kilgallen, Nathan Clark and Rory McArdle going down and playing a reserve game at Wrexham. So, you know, that they're good professionals who are desperate to get a chance. But understand at the moment, the way we're playing and where we're defending, not just defending, where we're actually starting attacks from the back as well, which is an important thing. I like a balance. I like a left foot and a right footer. People say, oh, you know, why is Kilgallen not in at the moment and Vince a lot further ahead in midfield? Because, to be honest, the lads in midfield are doing terrifically well. And, you know, at the minute, Romain gives us a nice balance with the right footer and Knight Percival left footer. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah, very pleased where we've gone about his job. But it's not just the defenders, it's the lads in front of them, your Timothy Dieng's, your Josh Cullens, the wide men tracking back. It's a team, ethic, and, you know, we're pleased with that.
And should be a good footballing game tomorrow. We know that Uwe Rosler's side likes to play good football. Bradford have liked it. This season under you, you tell they play attractive football, so it should be entertaining for the supporters.
Yeah, certainly sure. And hopefully it'll be a 4-3. I know the goalie coach and Big Doyle won't be happy with me saying that, as long as we get the four. But yeah, we go out every game at home, and as I say, I think we're there to win, first and foremost, but obviously we've got a thing to entertain. And I think every home game come off, and I've been really pleased with the performance, you know, in patches. I think when we have them dominating parts of the game, we've got to be clinical. You can't dominate a game for 90-odd minutes. There will be times, as Bristol Rovers had little patches in the game, as Oldham did for 5 minutes, but when you're commanding most of the game, in them real dominant parts of the game, we've got to be, you know, hammering it home and taking the chances and scoring goals.